Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. 1 week from today, millions of Americans will be working off their holiday meal by scurrying from store to store in search of those Black Friday bargains. Let's go shopping with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, I forget. What time do you typically queue up in advance of those 5 a.m. openings?
Oh, I'll be there at about noon, 2 o'clock on Thanksgiving to be first in line. Of course, I assume I'll see you there, Dave.
Perhaps a little later. Frank, is the enticement of brick and mortar enduring in the internet age?
Well, it certainly is to some degree, but one thing that a lot of retailers are worried about, and I know that because Gallup has a lot of business clients that are in the retail business, is something that's called showrooming. I don't know if you've heard that term before.
No, I have not.
Well, that's when consumers with smartphone in hand go into the brick and mortar store, but with the purpose of just looking at the goods and the products. And when they see something they like, they can actually scan it in on their smartphone to get the SKU or else write it down. And then they either on the spot or a little later actually order it online to see if it's cheaper. That's called showrooming. And of course, that's something that retailers don't like at all.
Much to the chagrin of that proprietor.
Oh, absolutely, because then people are using the store just as a thank you very much, a nice display to look at the products, and then ordering them somewhere else. So we actually got into that. We ask a lot of Americans, random samples, how often they have done it and whether they've done it in the last week, and 40% of Americans overall say at some point they have done that. They've gone into a store just to look at products, but with the intent of ordering them online later, and that's pretty discouraging for retailers. But when we said, have you done this in the past week, and we had a bunch of questions where we tried to isolate it, about 6% of people who had shopped in the last week said, in fact, they did look at the product there in the store and then go home and order it online. So it is an issue, something that a lot of retailers are facing and trying to combat in one way or the other.
Now, clearly, there's nothing new about comparison shopping or savvy shopping. This specifically refers to going into a physical store and then making that purchase online.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Brick-and-mortar retailers are, of course, used to the fact that people will come in and then maybe shop at a similar store down the street. That's normal. But this is the idea that I have no intent of buying this product at your store at all or any other store. I'm coming in just to look at it and then ordering it online to try to get it cheaper. And that's what concerns a lot of retailers. Unless, of course, when they order it online, they order it from that store's website. But, of course, a lot of people don't. They go to another website where they hope to find it cheaper.
Do retailers, both online and brick and mortar, have realistic expectations regarding consumer confidence?
Well, consumer confidence is edging back up. We've talked about it. It reached a real low back in early to mid-October in the middle of the shutdown. But ever since then, each week when we measured, it's been creeping back up. It's still pretty terrible. It's way underwater. More Americans are negative than positive about the economy. But the good news for retailers is it's coming back up.
Frank, let's turn to healthcare. Starting with a broader question, is it the government's role to be ensuring that all Americans have health care coverage?
This is really interesting because we've asked that question over the years. And when George W. Bush was in office, a conservative Republican, up to 69% of Americans said, yes, it was the government's responsibility to try to ensure that all Americans have health care. But now that Barack Obama's come in and has put the Affordable Care Act into motion, he and the Democrats in Congress and in the Senate, of course, all of a sudden that percentage is coming down, kind of a reaction to that. And this year we're down into the mid to lower 40% who say that it's the government responsibility to make sure everybody has health care. So there's a pushback, maybe in part from our most recent reading because of the widely publicized problems with the Affordable Care Act, but for whatever reason, we now have a majority of Americans who say no, it is not the government's responsibility to ensure that all Americans have health care.
What is the top of mind health problem for Americans?
You know, for many years when we would ask that question, and here's how Dr. Gallup originally asked it, what's the most urgent health problem facing the country at the present time? It was a disease. It was cancer a long time ago. Then in the 80s, it became AIDS, the most urgent health care problem. So people, health problem, we don't say care, health problem. So people were mentioning diseases. But more recently, it has nothing to do with diseases. It's all how you get access to health care. This year, the cost of health care, the single most urgent health issue facing the country, according to the public. Second, access to health care. Then you get obesity and cancer. So those are three and four. And then number five, the most urgent health care problem facing the country is government interference in health care. Of course, that comes from all the controversy more recently about the Affordable Care Act.
Gosh, it sounds like elevated stress levels due to dissatisfaction with how things are going.
Well, you know, Dave, 20% of Americans overall are satisfied in general with the way things are going in the U.S., and that sounds pretty terrible. because that means the rest, 80% or not, but it had been as low as 16% a month or two ago, and it's been about that low at some points in history. So it's inching its way back up. But overall, when you have only one out of five Americans who say they're satisfied with the way things are going, that shows quite a bit of dissatisfaction out there across this great land of ours among the American public.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.